Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hey, my friend, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to another episode of The Brendan Show. I'm excited to start this best of episode with you, but before I do that, I wanted to let you know that my new high-performance planner is finally out into the world. I'm so excited about this, guys. If you haven't heard about it, I spent the last 3 years putting this planner together for you. I wanted to help you, give you a tool that would make you more productive, that would make you more focused on the things that mattered, that helped you prioritize like a pro, that helped you really get ahead faster by asking the right questions of yourselves each day, each week, and each month. And this planner is kind of like a two-in-one tool in that it's basically a day planner meets a productivity journal. So every single day, there's your day schedule available to you, but it also begins with a morning mindset section where you ask yourself 10 questions. It ends the day where you ask 6 strategic questions so you can capture your learnings and your ahas and your breakthroughs of the day, but you can also score yourself because there's a scorecard for each and every day of your life where it helps you measure whether or not you're staying on your high performance habits. There's also full assessments every week and every month, like your whole life assessment. So you're looking at different areas of your life to see where you're on track or where you're lagging behind or where you need to focus more. There's things that really help you get in the right mindset, habits, and behaviors that we know will help you succeed over the long term. So you can go on Amazon right now and you can just type in high performance planner. And I'm so pumped for you to get this because we really did a lot of work on it. People are like, how do you spend 3 years to make a planner? I'm like, well, it's not one of those, you know, pseudo gratitude journals where it's like a couple nice quotes and a bunch of empty pages. This is a workhorse of a planner. It is a strategic thinking person's sort of tool that will allow them to get ahead faster. Here's the description on Amazon, and I'll tell you all the different ways you can get it and all the different colors and all the specs because I'm super pumped about it. And I've never really done much talking about this type of product here on the podcast, but this is really the culmination of 20 years of my research. I'm pumped about it. So here's what the Amazon description reads. It's really well done. I thought I'd read it to you. It says, this combination planner and journal helps readers strategize their lives and increase their performance via writing prompts, self-assessments, and calendars, all backed by science and the author's 20 years coaching the highest performers in business, athletics, entertainment, and beyond. That's me. The High Performance Planner is a 2-in-1 day planner and journal based on the world's largest study of how high performers increase productivity, set goals, prioritize projects, outperform their peers, and create the positive mindset and habits needed to win the day. Through morning mindset journal prompts, daily goal boxes, evening scorecards, weekly habit assessments, monthly project planning, and proprietary whole life balance sheets, the planner helps you think more strategically, prioritize, achieve your goals faster, and become more focused, happy, and productive, and we've measured it. So I'm pumped about this because if you'll just go to Amazon and get this, you're gonna be blown away by the price because these planners, they're 60 days each, so they last 60 days. And we also have a full year planner pack where you can get all the colors. There's 6 different colors. There's like, you know, black, red, yellow, green, orange, and blue. And amazingly, classic black is the most popular. But I hope you'll go get one because I really want to hear you crush it this next year. And I know that's going to take a lot of discipline and focus on your side. So I apologize for the long rant here, but I'm really excited about it. And if you didn't hear, when we launched it, I don't know when you're listening to this, but we launched it 4 days ago through Instagram, and it immediately became a top 20 best-selling book across all books on Amazon, which is amazing because it's not technically a book. It's a planner, but I'm pumped that it did that well. In fact, both the single classic black planner and the full year planner pack both charted in the top 20 of Amazon just upon announcement. It was crazy. And that's good news and bad news. Good news is I'm pumped. Everybody wants it. Bad news is I do know their inventory. And listen, you need to order this the second you are listening to this right now, my friend, because they'll be all gone by the time, the end of this week. So I think you better go get it, especially if you want to get this by Christmas. It is necessary to go place your order. I know Amazon just placed a big order of the classic black one. So those should be available. All the other colors and the full year planner pack might be sold out by the time you're listening to this. So make sure you go to Amazon, just type in high performance planner or just go to highperformanceplanner.com. So that's on Amazon, High Performance Planner or highperformanceplanner.com. If you're listening in the UK, Australia, or Canada, we have the Amazon links available for those specific countries to all of the colors and the options available to you, again, posted at highperformanceplanner.com. Y'all, I'm excited about this. This is what I've used for the last 3 years in beta with groups, but also with myself to pull together basically everything I've ever taught in high performance and put it into one tool that can really keep you on track. So if you've ever gone through my programs, or you've watched my YouTube, or you like these episodes, these best of episodes, this is going to help you operationalize that learning. And why does all this matter? Because you shouldn't feel so overwhelmed. You shouldn't feel so distracted. You shouldn't feel so stressed. You shouldn't lose focus so often. And you shouldn't lose the momentum that comes with great personal growth tracking. And when you're assessing your habits and your whole life, every week and every month, in the strategic ways that we do that are science-backed to help you get higher performance, I promise you, it'll be a game changer for you. Go to highperformanceplanner.com or go to Amazon. Just type in High Performance Planner. Get yours now. Get a bunch for your team, for your family, your friends. It's the holiday gifts of gifts, my friends. Highperformanceplanner.com. Thank you for all your support. Now enjoy this episode of The Brendan Show, where we're going to jump in to some of the best of training. Here we go.
Strip away distraction. Rest well, get around inspiring people, handle the stuff in front of you, and find every area of your life that you're just like, gosh, I'm spending a lot of time doing this stupid stuff, and get rid of it. One of the best ways to get people to accelerate is to get rid of the baggage. And most baggage is the distraction. All the hours you spend watching, you know, multiple seasons of a show, all the hours you spend like clicking around, looking around things without purpose, you know, just consuming without even ever stopping and say, what do I want to create? And study along the way to create that better. Like, don't be a browser, be a researcher. Don't be somebody who's just like consuming information all the time from everybody. Say, what do I want to learn and accomplish in my life? And how do I align everything I take in terms of what I read or watch or listen to that will equip me for that journey better? And some people say, well, that's a very type A thing to do, Brendan. I go, no, that's a very type growth thing to do. That's where our growth comes from, is understanding what is it we're after and working ourselves towards that and empowering ourselves, setting up our social situations as well as our habits to stay focused. Because sometimes you feel stuck because you're really bogged down in distraction. If you had 4 more hours a day, you wouldn't feel so stuck. You know, you would have a little bit more ability to think about your dreams. You'd have a little bit more ability to plan and schedule and research things. A lot of stuck, it's just coming from, you know, the present sort of, right here, right? Think about your health. Is your health energizing you right now? Think about the people around you. Are they energizing you right now? Think about everything around you. Do you feel like you got at least a little bit of a handle on it that gives you the bandwidth to want to move forward? Think about where you spend your time. Is it being wasted or is it being utilized? Now, I start all this in this conversation because I really don't believe what most people teach in the personal development side of things, where they're always saying, have a big dream, have a big vision, go. And they just assume that you can do that. We got to get real. We got to prepare our body, our days, our focus to be able to achieve those things. With these things not dealt with, it's going to be impossible to move into the future. I hope that makes sense. And again, and I keep saying this over and over, I hope it makes sense because I know it's so common sense, but you're not stuck. You really aren't. Because what people want to do now is say, well, Brendan, you don't understand. It's my beliefs or it's my fears. And I go, yeah, no, you've had those your whole life and those aren't going away. So unless you believe you're going to be stuck in your beliefs and fears your whole life, it's time to get over those, because that's what people do. If they have an emotional point where they feel stuck, then they just got to handle some things in their life and get their body and the people around them in a way that kind of kicks them forward a little bit, at least to begin. Then we can do something like this. We can start talking about setting a vision. And we can really start thinking about, okay, I kind of got some things handled now in my life. I took accountability for that. I energize myself, I'm around people, exciting, and now I can think about, okay, what is it I really want? And the way I say to think about this is to think about, what do you want to fight for? Because sometimes right now, things are messy, and you need to clean it up. And so your vision is tied towards that. In my life, when I first started writing, and I started this career as a thought leader, as an expert in my space, I quickly went broke. And it wasn't working out, and it wasn't good, and it was scary, and I didn't like it. My vision at that time was just to repair that situation and grow some abundance. It wasn't to become a huge millionaire. I wasn't dreaming of yachts and setting a vision board of, you know, hanging out with Jay-Z and Kanye. There was no vision board that had like, you know, the castle that I was supposed to own or some big amazing thing. I had a lot of humility to my life at that time, and I just wanted to be able to make rent. I wanted to be able to pay my grocery bill. It wasn't a huge vision, because if you're really stuck, don't think you have to go design this big, bold, perfect future. Just get right now handled. You know, that vision, make that next month. Make that the month after. Vision doesn't have to be 10 years from now. This isn't a 5-year business plan. This is like, what are you going to do? How is next month going to be better? How are you going to be better next month? What about the month after that? How are you going to be better? What about the month after that? How are you going to be better? Sometimes the vision is just pull us out. And as we've done that, or if you're already successful, or you already feel like, dude, you know, I'm in the comfortable life. I did pretty good here. And you're looking for that charged life. Now that vision can really increase. I'm not saying that you can't have a vast, huge vision, but also see your way out of the trouble you're in too, right? It's very important. It's not like, you know, if you're along a hiking trail and you see a big, beautiful mountain and you say, well, that's my vision, I'm gonna get to that, that you can now take your eyes off the path in front of you. You still gotta walk that path. You still gotta deal with it. You know, there's still gonna be twists and turns. You can have that bigger thing in the future, but the truth is, you're spending the hours right now dealing with what's in front of you. So let's set that vision. What is it for you? And I really want you to think of that area again, that place that you feel stuck. I'm just stuck, Brendan. And it's okay if there's frustration there. Honor that frustration. People run away from their frustration too often. They run away from their anxieties too often. I go, no, it's okay. It's okay to be restless, upset, frustrated. It's okay to be embarrassed. It's okay to be shamed. It's okay that we feel vulnerable sometimes and just stuff isn't going well and it's frustrating. Like, don't run from that anymore. Just go, yeah, that's what it is. All right, what's going to be better than this? That was a big question for me to pull myself out of my area of stuck in my life. What's going to be better than this? What's next? What's that next better level of experience? And then I can tell you, it never changed. After, you know what, we've created $7 million brands in the last 7 years. Every single time, the same thing comes up. Even at that higher level, I'm still going, what's now the next thing? You know, what can I go to now? And that vision keeps expanding and increasing. And it also gets easier to accomplish, which is a funny thing, right? It gets easier and easier to accomplish as you become more and more successful because you have more resources. If you're doing it well, you have more time because you're not distracted as much. You're doing the things that are important to you. And, you know, you pulled yourself through. So once you get that first part of that vision through, let's call it like stage one, now what's stage two? What's that next big thing for you in your finances, in your relationships, in your family, in your health, in your hobbies, in your contributions and your mission in the world? What's that next big thing? It's okay to think about it. It's like, okay, stage one vision here. Stage two, woo, that's the big one. Now there's your picture with Kanye. You're not teasing. There's your picture. There's the big, you know, yacht if you want it. That's fine. But just realize there's going to be a couple of stages before you get there. And when you feel that and that's okay, then it's cool. You're not stuck. See, if you're patient and you're just persistent with that patient, then you'll be going on. The reason we feel stuck sometimes is because we're so patient that we'll sit around waiting for everything until the world hopefully drops some money on us, right? Or drops some happiness or joy on us. We got to say, how can I have a vision for those things and persistently work myself towards them? All right, my friend, I hope that you enjoyed that best of episode. Was that inspiring? Were you fired up? Did you love it? If you did, make sure you do me a favor. Go out on social media somewhere and share that episode. You know, just go out, post it somewhere, post yourself listening to it. Make sure you hashtag The Brendan Show, because when you do that, I can look you up and we can find you on Instagram and post that on the social media. And sometimes we do all expense paid trips to people we find. We just randomly select people. We send them gifts, autograph books, swag, t-shirts, all expense paid trips to some of my seminars. So make sure you let us know. Share what you thought about this episode out there on the social media worlds, and then we can find you and celebrate you. And also, I would love to invite you to join us in our High Performance Monthly program. So just go to brendan.com/monthly.
That's brendan.com/monthly. That's where we do deeper dive trainings like you just heard, but we do that every single month. And there's some live Q&A there, and I do some giveaways, and we give students in that monthly program tickets to my seminars and some extra special training on leadership. So make sure to check it out at brendan.com/monthly. I appreciate you being part of this community of so many people dedicated to finding that deeper drive of motivation and practicing high performance habits so that they can become extraordinary in their careers, in your personal life, in your health. You can live an extraordinary quality of life, and sometimes you just need a little bit more training and a little bit more nudge, a little bit more energy, a little bit more drive and consistency. And I'm hoping that being part of this community with The Brendan Show, I'm providing that to you in some way. So thank you, my friend, for listening. I look forward to seeing you or listening with you on the next episode of The Brendon Show. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio. So can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast.